Hi, this is Bob Papa, voice of the New York Football Giants, and this is the Big Blue UK and Ireland podcast. Go get them, guys.
Welcome back, Giants. Oh, sorry. Force a habit, Dan. Go on. Dan?
Is he froze or is he that pissed off?
Excuse me. Welcome back, Giants fans. To the podcast. Yeah. Well, technical issues. Just putting out there. Welcome back. Here we go. I'm back in the room. Welcome back, Giants fans, to the latest edition of the Big UK and Ireland podcast. Proudly, as always, in association with Andy's Man Club. Lads, it's okay to talk. This time we are 75% British, 25% Irish, but always absolutely 100% Giants. I'm back. I'm back, baby. It's been a whole month since I've been on, and I'm buzzing to be back. So really looking forward to tonight. Obviously, we've got alongside Shane, Kev, and producer Craig. It's a full house. To follow, as we follow on from last week's epic episode, where Craig knocked it out of the park at guest galore, and you know, discussed a few free agency moves as well, which we'll get into any minute now. And we've got a lot of things to discuss tonight. But yeah, well done for the last few weeks, mate. You've done a stellar job.
I'm not sure if Steve is referencing me or you there.
Me, probably. I'm now the intern. I've been demoted. I love it. How are we doing, boys? All right?
Yeah, not bad. Obviously, looking forward to talking about some of the transactions that happened last week, looking towards the draft. And, you know, obviously, Kevin Craig are back again. It's great to have a guest on this week as well.
Oh, the guest host this week. That is just, there's no need for that. That's such a low blow there. No, it's good to have you back, Dan. It's good to have all four of us back on. I mean, you know, the listeners, the viewers are in for a bit of a treat now with all four of us here this evening. But, I mean, let's crack on and start talking about the new-look football Giants.
Yes, there's been so much that's happened over the last 2 weeks, and there's going to be way too much really to go into. So this could be a long one.
It could well be. You know, we've got a lot to get into, like we said, sort of over that's happened over the last couple of weeks. You know, we've all got our opinions, which I'm sure we'll voice quite loudly this evening. And yeah, you know, there's one main topic we're going to talk about coming up any minute now. But yeah, I'm just glad to be back. You know, it's been a long month not being on. But as I said, Craig, you've done a stellar job, mate, filling in for me. And boys, when you've been on as well, you've done a great job. The episodes, I've listened to all of them, and they've been really good. So I've enjoyed it, and it's kept me going. It's given me that sort of little teaser, little taste of the podcast that I've missed. So yeah, looking forward to this evening. Before we get on, a huge shout out to the Revival guys from last week for dropping on, and to Brian and Jamie as well for helping Craig round out the show. Like I said, it was a great watch. So thank you very much for coming on as usual. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. Feel free to throw any questions in there too. You can check out all of our social media platforms and our merch store. Follow the links in the description and give us a big thumbs up if you're watching on YouTube. Or even feel free to share amongst your friends and family as well on the platform of your choice. Now, before we get going, producer Craig brought something to our attention yesterday. Tomorrow marks the third anniversary of our first ever episode of this very podcast. Since then, we've added a producer. We've become fantastic mates, and not a day goes by where we don't chat on WhatsApp. So, boys, congrats to us. Here's to 2024 being our biggest year yet.
Amen.
Round of applause to us. Anyway, now that's out of the way. I happen to notice that producer Craig's got a different jersey on the wall behind him tonight. I wonder why that is. There's only really one place we can start off. There's only one really, really one place we can start off tonight. Kev, over to you.
Well, we've got to start with 2-6, I think, haven't we? Mr. Saquon Barkley. Well, where do we start with this one? I mean, he was like to hit free agent. He was like to hit the free agent market, and within a few hours, the unthinkable happened. Saquon Barkley agreed to terms with NFC East rivals, the Philadelphia Eagles, and will now return to the Meadowlands twice a year in Eagles green. Now, as expected, Giants fans, us included, were up in arms over the move. However, it won't matter to Saquon, who got above the franchise tag number and his new three-year, $37.75 million contract that includes $26 million getting guaranteed. Now, I kind of had mixed feelings about this to begin with, and I kind of settled down on where I am now. But I want to know what you boys, what your boys' initial reaction was and how you feeling now about this move. I'll start with you, Shane.
Couldn't have gone to anyone else first, no.
Oh, no.
Do I have to comment? I suppose that's the point. Podcast, not no choice. I'm just going to come back to you very quickly, Kev. Is this how it feels? Does it get any easier after losing Jay Love last year? Like, does it get any easier?
No.
Fucking brilliant.
No, it hurts just as much.
So I've kind of got sort of a split opinion on it. Obviously, from a Saquon point of view, I get it. He wanted paying. It clearly didn't sit well with him last year, getting tagged, not getting his extension. So I can, you know, from that point of view, I can understand why he's gone to Philly. Obviously, he went to Penn State, so it's closer to home for him, essentially. And I kind of get it that, you know, he's going to get two opportunities a year to stick it to the Giants. So from that perspective, I kind of get it. Now the rant. Don't chat shit and lie about wanting to be a Giant for life and then go and join the fucking scummy Eagles. Do you know what I mean? Like, you had a chance to join Houston. You had CJ giving you a call. You could have gone, yeah, CJ, I'll come and play in Houston. It's nice weather. I don't have to play the Giants. I wanted to be a Giant for life, but that wasn't possible. So, you know, I'll show a little bit of respect. But he kind of didn't. So in one, on the other side of it, it feels like he stuck two fingers up to, you know, the Giants organization, the Giants fans. Maybe not so much to his teammates, but, you know, just when you come out and say, I want to be a Giant for life, if you can't be a Giant for life, that's cool. Don't join the fucking enemy. Like, where does that make good sense? So, like, kind of from a Giants fan perspective, that's what annoyed me. But then I suppose if you look at the bigger picture and the moves that we did later on in the day, which we'll come on to shortly, it kind of makes sense. And on one hand, I am glad the Giants didn't pay the money that the Eagles have paid. Because the money went elsewhere for us. And, you know, you kind of can't knock Joe Shane, really. He obviously had a number in mind that he was willing to go to. And from what I understand, I don't think Saquon ever went back to the Giants and said, this is the offer that I've had from Philly. So, you know, there's obviously, I think he'll always have a place in his heart for New York. So obviously it's where he drafted and things didn't quite pan out the way that he probably wanted them to. But, you know, it is what it is. It's done now. And, you know, hopefully our front four and Bobby O are going to smash the fuck out of him twice a week. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, we certainly know where you stand now. Yeah. But what about you, Dan? How did you feel when the news initially came in? And how are you feeling about it now?
Initially, I think the word rage comes to mind. It just completely dumbfounded me and took me, you know, by surprise. I don't think I ever expected him to go to Philadelphia, even though there was plenty of chatter about it. The fact that he said he wanted to be a Giant for life, this, it went against everything you would expect from a Giants player. Of all the teams he could have chosen, he decided to choose the goddamn Eagles. And, you know, yeah, money talks. It's a business. We get that. But I'm sorry, you just don't do it. Like Steve said, it's almost as bad as when Curtis David joined them lot up the road. Imagine Cristiano Ronaldo signing for Liverpool. It wouldn't happen. You know, imagine, you know, Craig, imagine like the likes of Lucas Radebe signing for Man United. It wouldn't happen.
Rooney going to Man City.
I know he'd go to City for the money, but it just doesn't, these things don't happen. You don't go
Scott
to like,
Bryan going to Rangers.
Yeah, there we go. Chris Brunt, I think he's a West Brom legend, right, Shane? Chris Brunt going to those people down the road that you don't mention. It just doesn't.
Yes, Kieran, he is. Yes, he is. Oh my God. Don't start me on that one.
And the fact that it has happened is just, for all Giants fans, it's gutting. I get it, but at the same time, I mean, 2-6, I hope you're happy in Philly. Congrats on your money, you know, congrats on getting the contract you wanted, and how maybe even congrats on getting a ring, because, you know, the Eagles are looking strong. But there's only one word for you now, my friend, and that's Judas. So, Judas, you're dead to me.
I was waiting.
So, Craig, you know, were your feelings as strong as the boys when it first happened, and have those feelings calmed down a little bit now?
And I don't think I'll get into it in a second. First of all, hi, Carl. First time listening. Big hello for Long Island, New York. Appreciate that, mate. Really do appreciate anyone who's tuning in. 50 live viewers at the moment. So, we
and he's a Yankees fan too. Good lad.
Yeah. Right. So, on to Saquon. I made my feelings clear last week about it and how much I hated it. The Instagram post that you put up with him in the Giants uniform that then turns into green made me feel physically sick. The video that he's put up today is another one of those ones that just kind of feels like the Eagles sticking the knife in, where he's saying his daughter turned around and says, does that mean we can win now? Like, there's no need for it. That's the Eagles social media team as well. But you know that Saquon's in on it as well. He's not going to do it if they ask him. He could quite easily say, you know what, that's a bit much for me. But like the other,
it feels like they're pandering to the fans a little bit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're trying to stoke the fire, aren't they?
Yeah.
It just leaves a sour taste. But my biggest frustration and the thing that pisses me off the most is probably the fact that, and you know, once we put this to bed now, that's it for talk on Saquon. Do we really need every single Giants media outlet, fan, journalist retweeting every little video that he does now? Like, he's gone, put it to bed. That's what we're going to do now.
I mean, I'm 100% with you. And when it happened, I still in a state of shock, I think. You know, when it happened, I was thinking that I just never thought it would happen. There was talk, like Dan said, about it happening. I just never thought that it would actually happen. And when it did, I was so taken back, because the money was very similar, if not a little bit less, to what he was offered in season, the previous season, that he knocked back, you know, thinking he could go out and get a really, really big Christian McCaffrey pay deal. No, he didn't get that. Giants reevaluated, and they're obviously going down a different road when it comes to positional value, like running back and safeties and stuff like that. So, you know, I think we're done now. I think, you know, it's time to move on. He was a good player for us, not a great player. I don't think he'd be in the Ring of Honor. I don't think anything like that with him. He wasn't on a successful team. So some may say that he could be dead to us. And so I'll just go on. So Tiki Barber, right? Tiki Barber on his show, WFAN, said with a smile, he's dead to us now. He's dead to us. You're dead to us, Saquon. Good luck. You're dead to me. Now, Saquon failed to see the funny side in this, and he replied on X. At Tiki Barber, lol, you're up the prime example of loyalty to a team. I got a deal I wanted, secured more guaranteed money, which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for that, so be it. But I never turned my back on my teammates and always had theirs. following it up with Tiki Barber, you're a hater. You've been a hater since I got to New York. And all the dead to me talk, don't smile in my face when you see me. Barber would later respond with, I don't even know what he's talking about. I've done nothing but support Saquon Barkley. I'm not sure what he's talking about. So, gentlemen, what do you make of this spat? The video certainly makes it look like it was in jest. And this was a bit of an uncharacteristic outburst from Saquon. What are your thoughts on the back and forth? I'll start with you, Dan.
I mean, well, the one thing Barber's got over Saquon is that he was a giant for life.
Very true.
And I mean, let's face it, Barkley is dead to me as well. Tiki's a Giants legend. His numbers speak for themselves, but for Judas to turn around and call Tiki a hater is uncalled for. He supported him through his entire career at the Giants. Just like any other Giants analyst, he's going to criticise Judas for making that move. But for Judas to bite back, which in my opinion was totally uncalled for, and it just shows that he doesn't really care. He didn't really care about the history of the team, and he just wants to move on and get on with his career and earn his money. That's my opinion.
Craig, what do you think? Do you think it was a bit childish, or do you think, you know, Saquon had some right to say what he said? Also, do you think this kind of shows the way Saquon's gone about his business, that he's more of about NFL and me type of guy and not about an actual team? What's your thoughts?
Saquon's pulling us with the old John Cena heel turn, isn't he?
Love that reference. Love it.
The way that he's doing. Saquon always kind of said that he wanted to, there's always been that plan of the New York media side of things. Like, after his career's done, he wants to go into media and all of that. And I think a lot of the people in New York media know the best way to do that is not to piss off New York. And he's kind of gone about it the wrong way. And what he said has kind of been thrown straight back at him, because Tiki had receipts, didn't he, with pictures and videos and stuff like that. So Tiki's kind of gone, talk to me about that, and that's the end of it. Again, I covered it last week with the boys, so I don't want to go too much into it, but it's uncharacteristic is definitely the right word, I think, especially from the Saquon that we saw in New York.
So I'll go to you, Shane. Do you think the Saquon we saw in New York was a facade and he really is this type of petty character? Or do you think that just the whole thing has just riled him up a bit and he sort of lashed out?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably say it's the latter. And in all honesty, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't even see the video when he sent his tweets out. Someone's just gone to him. Oh, have you heard what Tiki said? He's gone, no, someone's told him. Not knowing the context behind it, not seeing the video. And he's just sort of like, you know, seen a little bit of red mist maybe and just sent a few tweets out. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's a little bit of banter. If you can't take it, that's on him. Talking of banter, I mean, obviously we love football chants here in England. And, you know, I hope when we play Philly, you know, there's at least 60, 70,000 Giants fans chanting, "There's only one greedy bastard," because that's 100% the chant I think of.
Love it.
Everyone knows you've sang that chant to at least one footballer who left your club for another club for more money, and you start chanting, "There's only one greedy bastard." There's also other chants as well that I'm not going to repeat because they're a little bit close to the edge.
Bit blue.
I mean, we chanted for him at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and we'll certainly chant against him next time he's on the playing against us.
Maybe if we all meet up and we record ourselves chanting, "There's only one greedy bastard," I wonder if he'll like that one on Twitter like he did last time.
There's only one way to find out.
I mean, when we have a meetup, surely we have to get a chant going and get it on the socials.
100%.
It's on. Shane, who's the other big name to leave on the opening day of free agency?
Yeah, so just a quick one as well. If any listeners have got any ideas for chants, bang them in the chat and we'll put them up on screen. We'll get Craig to put them up later on in the show. So if you've got any ideas for chants at Saquon, you know, let's hear them and we'll see what we can do. But moving on to the other free agent.
Shane's chosen violence today.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Daniel Jeremiah and his mock, he's just choosing chaos.
Yeah, I'll always have a bit of love for it because of like Penn State link, but in terms of the Giants, nah. Like, let's just go all in on him. Let's just destroy him. It obviously gets in his head, so we need to get in his head before that playoffs.
So here's a quick question then. Like, obviously no one wants anyone injured, of course.
Nah.
But would you be happy if he just didn't have the rushing yards that he's predicting that he's going to get? Like, if he just went there and just wasn't the same player? I think we'd all be happy with that, wouldn't we? If he was just very, very unproductive.
Yeah, definitely. You know, if he goes and averages 3.5 yards per carry over a season, 4 or 5 touchdowns, that'll do me. That's enough satisfaction for me.
We've had our first chance.
Oh.
Dan, do you want to read that one out for the listeners?
Gladly. First of all, Steve, what is a tatter? Or Shane, what is a tatter?
I'll be in chat.
No idea. Okay, so Saquon is a tatter. He wears a tatter's hat. He plays for Philadelphia, and he is a, I'm going to guess with effing twat.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. What's on?
There we go. Hey. I like that one. I'm all on board with that. We could just go with the classic Judas. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of simple, I know, but, you know, let's face it, he is. All right, yeah, so Xavier McKinney. Shane.
Yeah, so the other player that we lost last week, that, you know, we kind of all hoped we would retain him because, you know, he was an important player, especially last year when he played all snaps. That was Xavier McKinney. He's gone to Green Bay. He was a team captain, a little bit like the guy we've just spoken about. And he agreed to a 4-year, $68 million deal, getting above the rumoured $16 million a year average that he was after. McKinney leaves the Giants, having played in 49 of 67 regular season games. In that time, he recorded 3,154 defensive snaps with 222 tackles. He had 2 sacks, 14 hurries and 11 pass breakups. 3 forced fumbles and a total of 9 interceptions. He'd been targeted 140 times during his Giants career, allowing 93 catches at a rate of 66%. Obviously, it was a much less controversial move compared to the one that the previous player had that we spoke about. You know, it's a clear sign from Joel Shane that he won't overvalue what he considers the less important positions. So what were your thoughts on the McKinney contract and him leaving for Green Bay, Kev?
Yeah, I mean, I can completely see it. And he did come back to the Giants and said, look, this is what I've been offered. Like, can you match it? If you match it, I'll come back. And they just were not prepared to go there, which I completely understand. I mean, I think Joe Sheehan and Brian Daboll, you know, they were there at the Bills when Brandon Bean was sort of like going through his model of building a team. And like some of the things he looks at or the Bills have tried to do, you know, is, you know, devaluing positions like running back and safety, you know, spending your resources on premium positions like edge rusher, you know, cornerback, offensive line, tackles, be a quarterback-centric offense. They want to move the ball through the quarterback, and they want the running game to assist that, but they want to actually, you know, get the ball in the QB's hands or legs, if needs be, and run the offense through that. Now, you can, you know, we haven't really got that quarterback at the moment, but you kind of seen from what they've been doing that trade him for Brian Burns. Do you know what I mean? Like investing in tackle position, first round pick on a cornerback last year. You can kind of see that that's the way they want to go now. I wanted McKinney back because I think he's a fantastic player, but I'm also pleased that they sort of stuck to their price range and said, we won't go over that and overpay for a position that we don't value as highly as some others.
Yeah, absolutely. Sam has just put a thing saying, you know, with McKinney, he always plays his best when it didn't matter. First half of the season, he was trash. Once we're out of contention, played really well, which helped no one. And, you know, season before, obviously, he was out for the most important part of the season, really, with the lead up to the playoffs, with his ATV incident, and potentially could be seen as still as a controversial figure. I know that they didn't obviously document any wages when that ATV incident happened, but they could have quite easily and could have quite easily still had the thought process of, you know, can we really rely on this guy? Do we really want the kind of hassle that is going to come about to dock him wages when we could get rid of him? And in the end, at the end, I do think they would have bought him back. I just think, yeah, the market was a little too rich. I mean, we're going to get onto who we signed at safety earlier. There is only one player that we have so far, and it's not been very much at all. In fact, I think it was a vet minimum deal. So I think that definitely shows how they value it. But, you know, there's not a lot he could have done in the first 2 years with the roster. You know, last year was a little patchwork because of cap management, and the same with the year before when he came in, and now, you know, now we're really starting to see what Joe Shane can do. And obviously there's going to be a lot on his head, and I think this is his last sort of final swing to make it right before potentially, with the NFL being such a short-term memory kind of league these days with owners, he's got to get it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised that he wasn't tagged initially, but then looking at the money he's got in Green Bay, you know, we were never going to pay that money, like you rightly said. It was disappointing disappointed that he left, but I get it. Again, it's money, it's a business. He wants that money that he feels he deserves, and he's got it in Green Bay. So good luck to him in Green Bay. It would have been nice to keep him around, being one of the defensive leaders. You know, he played every single snap last season, so that says a lot. And now, yeah, we are sort of significantly weaker at the position, but there's obviously a reason that Shane hasn't wanted to pay him the money he was wanting, and, you know, that money needs to go elsewhere on the team. So I've got no hard feelings against X. I think good luck to him, and I hope his career is successful in Green Bay. There was a few other players that have obviously left over the last couple of weeks. Mark Glowinski was cut as well. Tyra Taylor went to the Jets as a backup for A-Rod. A'shaun Robinson signed with the Panthers to a rather large contract, if my memory serves me right. And Ben Bredesen went to Tampa Bay to be on the offensive line in front of their new multi-million dollar quarterback, Baker Mayfield. I will say that A'shaun Robinson one, I was disappointed that we didn't keep him around as well. But again, money talks, didn't have the money to pay him. I get it. But I liked A'shaun when he came in. He did a good job last season when Leonard Williams left. So I was a bit disappointed to see him go.